of the place. The rest of his laser team was finishing up their breakfasts by the time Harry worked his way down the counter and carried his tray to their table. He could spot them from across the cafeteria by their white Anson Aerospace coveralls, like a cluster of ice floes in a sea of Air Force blue.
"She's hot, I tell you," Wally Rosenberg was saying as Harry dragged a chair from the next table and sat down between him and Taki Nakamura.
"What do you think, boss?"
Angie Reyes asked. He was a chemical technician, in charge of the volatile mix of iodine and oxygen that powered the big laser. Reyes was a wiry bantam cock of a guy, short, slim, dark-haired. He had replaced Pete Quintana. Rosenberg kidded that the company's management wanted to keep its quota of Hispanics on the project.
"Think about what?" Harry asked, taking his English muffin and mug of coffee off the tray.
"Our new pilot,"
Rosenberg answered. A chemical engineer, Rosenberg always had a sly grin on his long, horsey face.
"I say she's hot."
Taki Nakamura, the only woman in the team, made a mock scowl at Rosenberg.
"You say every woman you see is hot."
"Not you, Tiki Taki," Rosenberg shot back.
"You'd better not, unless you want your nose stuffed up your butt."
"Kung Fu engineer," Monk Delaney cracked.
Everybody laughed, even Rosenberg.
"Colonel Christopher,"
Harry replied to Rosenberg's question.
"I just met her last night, same as you guys.
I guess she's good-looking, all right."
"Well, you're an eligible bachelor, ain't you?"
Rosenberg said, his grin turning into a smirk.
"I'm still a married man," Harry said. "We're separated. We're not divorced yet."
Delaney shook his head.
"When are you gonna bite the bullet, Harry?
Go through with the divorce, pal. Get on with your life."
Harry said nothing.
Nakamura asked,
"Is the colonel married?"
"Nope," Rosenberg answered. "I googled her. She's in hot water with the Air Force, as a matter of fact. They caught her sleeping with a married guy, some general, no less."
"Your kind of woman," Delaney said.
"Yeah, a slut," added Reyes.
Harry decided the banter had gone far enough. "We've got work to do. Let's get moving." As they carried their trays to the disposal area, Taki asked,
"Did any of you see the northern lights out there? They're spectacular."
Delaney said, "So that's what it was. I caught a glimpse just before the sun came up. Then they faded out. I was wondering what those lights were."
"Well, shit, we are in Alaska,"
Rosenberg said. Nakamura shook her head.
"They were awful bright. Must be some big flare on the sun to work them up like that. Or something."
Standing in front of the desk in the cubbyhole of an office that the base commander had given her, Lieutenant Colonel Karen Christopher was not in a happy mood. Bad enough to be exiled to this godforsaken dump in Alaska. Even worse, to push the regular pilot of this oversized bus out of his job and into the right-hand seat. "He's already pissed off at me. Now they've stuck me with a navigator who's so inexperienced he looks like a skinny high school kid who snuck into Air Force blues." Her navigator, Lieutenant Eustace Sharman, was tall, quite lean, his skin the color of dark chocolate. He was standing at attention before Colonel Christopher, who stood a full head shorter than the lieutenant. Sharman looked uncomfortable. Christopher felt grouchy. But as she looked up at Sharman's young face and troubled red-rimmed eyes, Colonel Christopher said to herself, "It's not his fault. The brass assigned him to me, and he's stuck with the job, just like I'm stuck with driving this clunker of an airplane."